This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
Hello, I'm Roisin Derbyshire-Kane, Senior Editor at Women's Health, and I'm here to tell you about Going for Goal, the podcast to help you make good on the goals you want to achieve. Each week, with the help of our brilliant network of experts, we'll give you the tools you need to turn aspiration into action. From falling in love with exercise to mastering meal prep, we've got you. Search for Going for Goal now on Acast, Apple, or wherever you listen to your podcasts, and hit subscribe to make sure you never miss an episode. Let's make 2020 the year that you go for goal.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Soccarellis.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
Higher than high-res, it's Lauren Perez.
Hava Nagila Weber.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day, you're out.
The Bay Area betches. Betches.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood. Nancy Cease and DeSisto.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters. And
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Here's what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Happens.
Happens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Here's what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker of the Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's a cartoon available on YouTube, sort of a parody of Real Housewives of New York. New episode coming very soon. Very, very soon. So go check that out. Go subscribe. And joining me is a man of many talents, which includes not just doing this podcast, but also the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. It's Ronnie Karam. What's going on, Ronnie?
Well, hello, Ben.
How you doing on this fine, fine day?
Oh, great. Yeah. You know, I just love being at this part of the day where we just talk crap about housewives.
I know. Isn't that nice? Today, we're going to be recapping part two of the Dallas reunion. We missed part one because we're on vacation. And, well, that's them's the breaks. You know what I'm saying? Also, in a week, we have the Golden Crappies. And wow, we are so excited about this. If you want to vote for them, if you haven't voted already, go to watchcrappens.com. There is a link right there on the webpage. Everyone is allowed to vote once per device. You can't just like stuff those ballot boxes, unfortunately, but you can a little bit. So if you want to vote on your iPad and your iPhone and your laptop, that's all fine, but you just can't vote over and over and over again. Okay, relax. But those are going to be, the winners of those are going to be read live at the Crappies next week. It's super fun. So you only have a week left to vote. It's a really good time. Send the ballot to people that you know. Why not? And then After the Crappies, we resume our touring, and we're going to go to Detroit, and then Columbus, and then Austin, and then Houston, and Hoover, Alabama, and NOLA, and Lawrence fucking Kansas, and Omaha, Salt Lake City, Vancouver, Orlando, Charleston, Oklahoma City, Asbury Park, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Boston. If you hear any of those cities and you think you can go to them, go get tickets at watchcrappins.com, and don't wait. Don't be that person who waits the last minute and then is surprised that it's sold out, okay? Go get their tickets right now. And then there's also merch, and you can sign up on Patreon. When Patreon, you have our bonus episodes and Crappins on Demand where you can watch the show. We did, what did we do this week again, Ronnie? Our first one was Vanderpump Rules, and our second one, New Jersey. So go check that out there at watchcrappins.com. And that's really all I have to say about that.
Well done.
Thanks. Thanks.
It felt nice good. To be done with that part.
Felt nice. Felt fresh.
Felt fresh.
I mean, you can say that part so many different ways. Like, we could chill ourselves almost 175 ways specifically. With a sleeve, yeah. Without a sleeve, with a cape.
Oh, gosh. Linfinity ways to do that.
That's true.
And here we are with the Real Housewives of Dallas final reunion.
Yeah, only two parts for their reunion, which is, you know, it was actually a very funny reunion because there's a lot of delusion going on. I think that probably they just, you know, I think the way that Dallas ended its season on such a racist note, I think that they just really kind of wanted to, like, put it to bed and move forward.
Yeah, and there really wasn't a ton that they missed, you know? Like, it kind of makes you miss those days when reunions were two episodes. Sometimes, of course, we say that, but then, of course, a lot of them could take 7 hours, so who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, it had such an awkward end to it. Yikes. And then, you know, the awkwardness has continued on El Internet.
Really?
I'm
what
sure
happened?
You've seen all this stuff, right?
Absolutely. No, I have not at all.
So there's been video surfacing of Brandi. Well, it's not surfacing. It was on her Instagram, but it was from like 3 years ago of Brandi doing a really like offensive Asian imitation character playing with her hair. Like, oh, my eyes are so squinty. Ah, you know, like Jesus Christ.
Yikes.
And it came out this past week, which, of course, is right in time for her to air her big, Leanne needs to sit in this chair.
Yeah, the racist chair.
So we can
chair.
All yell at the racist chair. So that came out. So then everybody's freaking out about that. And then Stephanie was on Watch What Happens Live last night with Danielle. I mean, way to punish someone for their physical.
Talk about Jesus. It's about good and evil.
Stephanie really didn't have much luck last night with who she was sitting next to, basically. They're like, yeah, taking the biggest lightning rods and just having Stephanie sit right next to him. But she was on there, and Andy asked her about these videos because Brandi had another one making fun of fat people or something. I didn't see that one, but I read about it. And asked Stephanie about it, and Stephanie's like, the difference is Leanne had hate in her heart, and Brandi didn't, and she is just so broken up, like, she just can't, like, she's really trying to deal with the pain of, like, the pain that she caused people, and that's why it's so different. And I think that's pretty much the end of that drama, at least from what I've read of it.
Except there wasn't, I actually did read some of this, because wasn't there... Some people were coming for Brandi online, and they said it's basically like blackface, and she said, what's blackface? Or something like that.
Oh,
basically,
Lord.
Race relations are just really not this show's strong point at the moment, okay?
The show's just not helping itself, you know? This show's already in the shitter as far as ratings go. And then this is how they close it out.
I know, but I don't want it to be canceled. I don't want the show to be canceled. I think, like, for me, one of the things that I really love about Dallas is how they are in their own strange echo chamber, right? And, like, at most of the shows, and they just say terrible, ridiculous things. Leanne went too far. But I think, you know, one of the escapist delights in watching really all the Housewives shows, and you could maybe even extend it to Bravo, is just watching dumb people say dumb shit and being like, you just said that on TV. Like, what is wrong with you? You know, you said that at a party. Like, it's like people with extraordinary behavior in, like, polite society or polite-ish society. I'm not going to call New Jersey necessarily polite society. But, like, watching people act like animals when they shouldn't be. And, I mean, like, that's sort of like a rubbernecking vibe. But it's like not quite as fun when the rubbernecking is like you're rubbernecking someone saying like chirpy Mexican. That's not fun or good.
Oh my God. Right. No. So here we go with this bullshit. Now, the first part of this reunion, which we were on vacation for, sorry, was hilarious. It was not at the racist war yet. It was at the Cameron versus Stephanie stuff. The whole reunion started off with Cameron in her dressing room makeup chair saying, Stephanie Hallman is an absolute huge bitch or something. She said something like, what a fucking bitch. And I was like, Wow, Cameron coming out swinging against basically a Disney princess.
Yeah, it's like Bambi. It's basically like Cameron is the car and Stephanie's Bambi's mother and Cameron is coming for her.
Didn't Bambi's mother get shot? I think
she got shot.
Yeah, Cameron's like with a shotgun.
She got
like
shot
Elmer
by
Fudd.
A car. She got shot by the car from Roger Rabbit, the taxi.
Yes.
People don't realize that. I've actually never seen Bambi.
Well, I wouldn't suggest it. Bambi's very cute. Thumper's great. But, you know, I'm not really for movies that just, like, kill off the parents so the kid has something to do. You know what? There were childhoods that were just fine with plenty of things to do with the parents that, you know, didn't get killed just for fun. Walt Disney!
Also, I'm not, like, really jonesing to have a very pro-deer movie in my life. Like, I don't like deer. They're cute as all hell.
Stop trying to fight with me over
deer.
Just stop trying to fight with me. We're here to talk about housewives fighting, and you're trying to trigger me about goddamn deer. I love a deer. Stop messing with deer. Everybody stop hitting deer, okay? Stop shooting them. Stop cutting off their heads and putting them on your walls, okay?
Were there deer where you lived growing up?
No, and I think that's why I'm so enchanted.
And there we go. Case closed.
Yeah, we didn't have deer in El Paso, Texas. In El Paso, we have like lizards and Gila monsters and desert kind of things.
and here factories.
I'm in outside of Austin now, and so I see deer all the time, and I'm like, oh my God, it's a family. Yes, they're in the middle of the road, but I'm just gonna wait here.
Enjoy them,
Roddy. Nature.
Yeah, enjoy it until it jumps in front of your car and breaks your windshield, and you're paying like $1,200. Then we'll see what you have to say about deer.
I've actually hit a deer before, and I am still traumatized. Thanks for bringing that up. I feel great.
No, deer are super cute. Like, I'm never going to take that away from a deer. I'm just saying they're also really annoying. I mean, they're basically very large, cute pests. I mean, you know what, Ronnie? Try to grow a flower, okay? Try to grow a flower. See, tell me how that goes in your backyard.
Okay.
Try to grow a flower.
Oh,
with a deer
grow
around.
A flower already. So Cameron was just a little firecracker this whole reunion. So she started with that, like, Stephanie is a bitch. And then as it went on, she tried to get all victim-y with Stephanie. And it was very, very funny because Cameron was getting on the hot seat. She was put on the hot seat for a lot of different things. And then when it got to her, Andy's like, so why were you so mad that she called you a surface friend? And she's like, because, like, it's so hard for me being, like, called surface. It means dumb blonde. So for me to be called a dumb blonde by Stephanie, that really triggered me, Stephanie. It triggered me. And she's, like, trying to cry, but it wasn't working. And everybody's just staring at her like, oh, jeez.
Do you know how hard it is for me? Microsoft came out with a tablet called a Surface tablet that was directed towards me. That was basically a tablet for dumb blondes. Like, this is what we have to live with in our society.
I'm a real computer, okay? Not just a tablet.
I'm not just a tablet, okay? So, Cameron was really, like, she was trying to have a moment where she could get some sort of apology. And Stephanie's just sort of staring at her like, so we're giving her the look like that she probably gave Travis the first time he asked for anal.
Oh, like, God.
Like, sort of like confused, a little scared, and not sure she heard it right.
And then we had like some food at the wedding fights, and the whole first part of
that
the reunion
was amazing.
Leanne, well, I'm not sure what Leanne's whole thing is with this reunion, but it's very funny because he'd be like, So there wasn't food at the wedding. Yes, there was. There was plenty of food. Well, there wasn't food. You're right. There wasn't food. Like, she would just lie, and then when they called her on it, she would completely change.
She would. Andy was like in no mood for her, you know, and he barely looked like he was in. He did not want to be there at all, actually, because I think they filmed this not too long after BravoCon, maybe like a few days. I think that like after BravoCon, he just wanted to go on vacation because he looked exhausted and unhappy, and he was calling Leanne out on everything. And Leanne was like, "Well, you know, if you want to know the honest truth, the reason why the ceremony was at 2, but dinner was, well, I should say, the wedding was at 7 is because production needs a break. That's it. Production needs a break." And Andy's like, no, they don't. I know this because they've been filming this reunion for 45 hours. Although, to be fair, I feel like every reunion now, it's like, let's break for lunch. And they do that like 10 different times during the course of the reunion.
Yeah. These reunions really take as long as a film to put together.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was saying, no, sorry, lie. Sorry, Leanne, but I have to call you out. She goes, well, it's my wedding. And there, I didn't want a continuous wedding. And that's it. So that was my choice. And I was like, okay. So that was.
Well, you know, the thing is that Rich and I, we eat dinner at 6 o'clock. So, like, I just assumed everyone had dinner already. Like, Leanne, there were 2 platters of meats and a wall of cupcakes. And I had many of those cupcakes, by the way. There were many of those cupcakes that yours truly had, and I was so appreciative because, you know what? What a great excuse to have Sprinkles cupcakes without guilt. There's no other food. You just have to have cupcakes. It's not your fault.
Yeah. I didn't really care. I mean, there was vodka, so what do
I care?
Yeah,
there was... I mean, my dinner was champagne. There was that little champagne truck, and I was just drinking tons and tons of champagne, cupcakes.
I've been to so many weddings, and I'm not rich, and I don't really have rich friends, so my weddings that I go to, I mean, yeah, I've been to ones that have, like, big buffets, and I've been to I've been to fancy ones, but I've also been to, like, weddings in parks, you know, so yeah. I don't know, but everybody was very pissed off about this food, and then as she just keeps lying and going back and forth, and then he goes, well, I'd be pissed. And that's how he ends that segment.
Yeah. Okay, Andy, well, if you ever get married, then the pressure's on. I guess that's really not that hard to provide some food, right? I guess, you know, the thing
well,
is
they
this...
did provide some. I mean, it just depends on what you want.
I think... I really enjoyed that wedding. I think that my only note would have been like maybe a taco truck outside. Although I guess in retrospect, maybe not that, but like maybe like a Whataburger truck or something like that. Just a little something else. That's my note.
Your note to
my
Steve
wedding
Kimball.
Note to Steve Kimball.
Oh, and then she said something about her wedding planner, and she said something about Steve Kimball, and he goes, "Who's Steve Kimball?" And I was like,
yeah.
"Do you even go here?" Like
that was shady. That was shady. That was gay shade right there.
Yeah, that was some Steve Kimball shade. I was like, wow, how could you watch Dallas and not know who Steve Kimball is? It's the Blagojevich wig. And the Liza jacket and the Blagojevich wig.
Do you not remember Kris Jenner in a Blagojevich wig and a Liza jacket guilting someone into a free wedding dress for Liam? Do you not remember that?
Yeah, do you even
he
watch
is an icon
show?
In Dallas. Steve Kimball.
Dallas Asata. And then you had DeAndre sitting across from Leanne on the other couch, and she goes, "I had food at my wedding. Remember that? Remember that, Leanne? Remember how I had food at my wedding? Huh? Remember that?"
She has food at her therapy appointments. I mean, like, every single scene of her was just, like, spreads of donuts. I mean, that was her roast. It was like Deandra on a pile of donuts like Scrooge McDuck. Diving in them. And I'm not saying that to fat shame or anything. I'm saying that actually with
admiration. She loves food. Yeah, she says it. She loves food. So then, part toe, I wrote. So that's where we're headed
part
in
two.
My notes. Part toe.
So, part toe. So it opens up with Thailand vacation, etc. And just sort of like...
Let the hanging begin. That's how Leanne starts it.
Yeah. Well, you asked for it. So, there's like, we see a whole clip package, and then there's some light stuff. Andy's like, so, Stephanie, can you name the name of the temple that you walked in? And she's like,
he's like, okay, right, well, maybe I shouldn't have asked that question.
2 syllables, fine, okay, going forward. Yeah. So then, did you notice that Andy was totally shading Leanne's L'Infinity dress by constantly calling it L'Infinity dress? He was like intentionally calling it, saying its name incorrectly.
Yes. He's like, your wedding planner, La Infinity. It's like, okay, now. Now you're just being mean on purpose.
Yeah. you're inserting an E into there, and that's just unacceptable.
Yeah. So let's get right to your La Infinity dress, all right? Well, first they start talking about their fortunes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I forgot this part. I saw Infinity first. Yeah. But they're talking about how Stephanie's not going to get murdered. And he's like, who do you think was going to murder you? She's like, who do you think? Name rhymes with, Ann.
Travis, I mean, Leanne.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I was terrified of her. And then Andy's like, so Brandy, you're not safe from murder. How do you feel about that? And Carrie, you've never used a condom? What the heck?
Yeah, Brandy not being safe from murder. I think we all know who the prime suspect will be if that ever happens.
Mother, I don't give a fuck about you.
That was me doing Brooklyn, but it wound up sounding like Deandra. I guess it's a spectrum.
Yeah, the Brooklyn Deandra. No, Brooklyn's not like Leandra. Brooklyn's like, fuck you, mom.
I know.
Deandra's like, mother.
I guess I meant more spectrum of daughterhood.
Yeah, spectrum of children who hate their mothers on this show.
Yes, exactly.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So they go into this Infinity dress thing, and Andy's like, well, Twitter really lit up your asses, ladies, for being mean to Leanne about her La Infinity dress, which I'm not going to even correct myself because I'm hilarious. So, guys, you got a lot of heat. What do you say about that? And Dander's like, well, it was supposed to be funny. And, you know, frankly, it's time you got to taste your own medicine. Because for the past 4 years, you made fun of everyone here. It wasn't meant to be mean, but you missed your chance as a saleswoman. I would have been like, sound that dress to everybody in that restaurant. I would have been like, high time, man, get this right. Deandra was out of her seat, like screaming and yelling for no reason.
She sounded like she was like at a cattle auction all of a sudden. She's like,
all right, you got a sleeve here. You want a sleeve? You got a cape? You got a cape? You got one cape? You got one sleeve? You got one cape? You got a red dress? You got a black dress? You got a black, red cape, black sleeve? It's like,
okay, take a breath. Did you also know? We also should mention that the women were all dressed in the color scheme of the Linfinity dress, and they all had to wear like basically black, red, or white. And all the red dresses were so brightly red that it was like messing up the camera, so you couldn't actually see any details on them. So they were just sort of like floating heads and arms on like a mass of redness.
Yeah, Leanne was just an angry rectangle. And I thought it looked like basically a Republican National Convention up there.
You know, yeah, that too.
Like a shiny set.
That too.
So yeah, she's like screaming and yelling about how she would have really hustled that, and she would have got that sold to everybody in that restaurant. And Leanne's like, well, I'm not you. I'm not you. Am I supposed to cry yet, Andy? Okay, I will keep this inside. I will keep it inside.
Okay, I will keep it inside until we're around on the base to home. Okay, I'm going to keep it inside. So then a listener was basically like, but Leanne, you know, you did dress up like Stephanie at her own holiday party as Two-Face and then made fun of her. Like, why was it okay to do that? And she goes, well, I apologize that very night to Stephanie. I think I did it that night. I think it was that night, or maybe 9 months later at the reunion, but I think it was that night.
I mean, I do it every time I see her, Andy. I did it standing in the buffet line at my wedding. I said, Stephanie.
You didn't have a buffet line.
You're right. I'd like to apologize to Stephanie again right now as I feed people at my wedding.
You know, when I was putting out all the black and white cookies at my wedding spread, you did not have those. Oh, sorry, I guess when I was thinking about them, I thought about being Two-Faced and apologized again to Stephanie.
Yeah. And Stephanie's like, well, I accept your apology, but not funny, even though I'm still going, I have a flask. That's funny, right? Hey, Brandy, you want some flask? We have flask. Oh, that's so funny. We have flask. You know there's a full bar, like, under the couch, right?
Yeah.
Like, since when do people need to bring a flask to this show?
And Andy looked so irritated last episode. When Brandy pulled out that flask, he was just like, he was so annoyed. He was more annoyed than I feel like I'd ever seen him until.
Yeah, he did get really annoyed with that. And it's really funny because that was the episode where they had the trashy fight. And Brandy's like, how could you call me trashy? My father was in the military. I'm like, oh, God, with that.
So, yeah.
She's like whipping out a flash and talking about farts the rest of the episode.
True. So then, yeah, so Leanne's like, no, I'm pretty sure I apologized in the buffet line at my wedding to Stephanie about being that Two-Face costume. And Andy's like, so it was similar. She goes, no, I mean, I don't compare goldfish to sharks. He goes, seems like it was two goldfish. Well, that's two more than were at my wedding, if you know what I'm saying. Pepperidge Farm, you lost out on some good sponsorship.
And Carrie, did you take this all too far with the La Infinity dress? God, that's funny.
It's like, yes, Andy, and I apologize because it wasn't my intention to make fun of your business.
Oh, yes, it was. Now everybody come out with their fake apologies. Yeah. This is so Real Housewives reunion where they're like, we have been in trouble on Twitter and we are so sorry.
Yeah, let's just like please remember that like in the like, you know, amidst this entire controversy with Leanne saying racist ass shit, that Carrie is still a huge asshole. Like, let's not forget that for one single second.
Well, she doesn't let you forget it in this reunion, you know? And it's typical Bravo thing. Like, you can't quit while you're ahead, you know?
No.
You just can't quit while you're ahead.
Yeah.
So someone said, Brandy, I think, was like, well, I think, you know, I'm not going to stand up for Leanne because I've got a folding chair gimmick coming out soon. But I will say that the delivery was off on that. And Leanne goes, yeah, could have been funny.
Just very bad comedian.
You know what that could have been? A roast. But as it was, not a roast. And by the way, Andy dropping the ball about grilling Deandra about her quote-unquote roast, because it was not a roast. And I really was like looking forward to this reunion for that to be addressed, and it never was.
Yeah. Well, he is like in the middle of his own roast, like a serious roast.
Yes.
Yeah. So. Yeah, they're roasting right now.
Yeah. So
she's like, well, Stephanie says, I just feel like it went on way too long. Like, my feelings would have been hurt. And Deandra's like, I'm sorry we hurt your feelings. You know, it wasn't intended to be that bad. I was just being a good friend by putting on your dress, which I would salt, not me on people in Thailand if I were you, stupid.
And then Carrie starts doing this angle, which is so annoying. Like, this is almost like a Kyle Richards sort of thing to say, where she goes, well, you know, if you had told us at the table that it is really hurting your feelings, like, girls, this is really hurting my feelings, I would have stopped immediately. So now you're like just gonna put it on to Leanne. You're like, you come out with her, like, you know, like, we all know this, the Infinity dress is not gonna be storming, you know, the runways of Paris, and you know, it's like our little thing. You come out, you make fun of it in a way that's like not funny. It's just like really obnoxious and catty. And then it's like all of a sudden it's still Leanne's fault that she got upset that she didn't speak up and say, you're hurting my feelings. I hate when people do that shit. And that's such a thing that Kyle Richards does to people too. So there you go. Carrie and Kyle Richards cut from the same Linfinity cloth.
Yeah. We just could have fixed it if only I knew that I was hurting your feelings. I was like, are like, you kidding me? Leanne literally made a crucifix out of butter knives that she was like laying on during that thing. You couldn't tell she was upset.
I know, like literally, like what part of Leanne just like staring down at the floor, like slowly turning into the girl from The Ring, did you not notice that she was upset?
So then Andy goes to Cameron. He's like, so, Cameron, what is a ladyboy as you understand it? And she's like, it's a bowl of spaghetti, Andy. Delicious bowl of spaghetti.
With a ladle in it. You ever see a bowl with a ladle in it? Yeah, that's a ladle bowl.
And he's like, so was it sex, simulated sex? And Deandra, I don't think understood this either, because she goes, well, they had condoms, Andy. So
so simulated safe sex. Carrie's like, what is that, the condom?
They had oral sex. And so Leanne's like, yeah, they had sarongs, but those sarongs were charged, should I say? They were charged. And then Deandra
two
said, are those real?
Make us
said,
yeah. Yeah. Then, so now we start to explore this whole ping pong show thing, whatever. And so, and basically Leanne and Cameron afterwards, how they felt. And Cameron's talking about the ping pong show, and she's like, girl, I really didn't think they'd be naked and they'd be coming out of there, the ping pongs. I thought they'd be like in costumes and they'd be like shooting ping pong balls out of that. Like, you ever see The Masked Singer? I thought it'd be like The Masked Singer and like balls just coming out of the ears of the big mouse. That's all.
And Brandy's like, how old are you? Seriously. She's like, I didn't know, okay, Brandy? I didn't know. And Stephanie says, we went straight from a place where they were getting blowjobs to a ping pong show, so I'm not really sure what you were surprised about. She's like, what's wrong with being naive? Why do you have to call me oh?
And he's like, actually, I was the one calling you out. And then Sandy's like, so you were fine with the ladyboys, but you were upset by the ping pong show. I don't know about you, Ronnie, but I thought this line of questioning was kind of obtuse, maybe. I don't know. Like, I think it's okay to go into an experience. You're like, oh, my God, that's crazy. And then, like, you see the something like ping pong show. And then at that point, you're sort of, like, mentally breaking or like, I can't deal with this anymore. Like, I think that's, like, okay. And I don't know why Andy was questioning that.
Well, they were kind of tripping her up because, which wasn't hard to do, but she's like, well, I was freaking out at the Ladyboy show, too. And they're like, no, you weren't. And Brandy says, you were sitting there singing the songs and just swaying to everything. And she goes, yeah, but that was a drag show. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, yeah, but that was fun. So I think she was saying that was a drag show, and then they started having sex, and Lord knows she's used to a drag show, you know?
I thought the question was addressed to Cameron. But Leanne definitely did jump in. Maybe I'm wrong. Yeah, because Leanne jumped in and was like, well, I thought it was drag, and then when they started having sex, then you know, like, I wanted to leave, and then, I don't know, it was very strange. I feel like when it comes to weird, like, red light district stuff in Bangkok, where there's, like, sex trafficking, I just feel like it's weird to question why someone might suddenly feel uncomfortable, you know? Whoever.
Oh, God. Well, then it got even crazier, because then they started talking about, like, why would you feel uncomfortable? And Leanne, first it starts with Leanne, right? Because they're accusing Leanne of really liking it, but then pretending she's traumatized. And she's like, no, I didn't like it when they started having sex. And Brandy's like, then why did you want to stay there? And she's like, not when their wieners were out.
Yeah.
So then Andy asks, so you're okay with men having sex but not women? Is that what you're saying? Leanne's like, that's not for me. And Cameron's like, well, after Leanne told me that stuff, I went home and Googled it. And it's true. We were supporting sex trafficking by being there. We have to admit it, girls. We were supporting an industry that abuses women.
I'm not laughing at sex trafficking. I'm laughing at the idea of Cameron realizing that she supported sex trafficking at one point in her life. Like, that is, like, a really funny concept to me. She's like, you know, I've supported a lot of things, like the Global Pet Expo, but I've never supported sex trafficking until I went to Bangkok.
Yeah, and she's, like, Googling it to realize that sex, you know, sometimes sex workers are trafficked or whatever.
Yeah.
So Brandy's like, well, that sounds like you just being manipulated to say that by Leanne. And Leanne goes, no, it's the sex industry. That's what we're talking about.
Brandy, you're not right in this one. No. Like, it's like sex trafficking. Like, it's blatant. You don't have to even Google it. You see it, and you're like, oh, these people are miserable right now. They are clearly being sex trafficked. And like, Cameron is like, I Googled it. I looked it up. We were supporting it. And they're all, like, Deandra and Brandy were, like, strangely defensive about this. And Deandra's like, well, it's like going to a strip club. It's like going to a strip club. And then, of course, Leanne's like, well, I've never been to a strip club. I don't believe in that.
No, like, bullshit. And Andy goes, never. Like, come on. And she's like, well, never in a butt naked strip club.
Yeah.
So then Brandy's like, well, they were looking for tips. We paid them. So how is that trafficking? Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, that's, like, do you understand what sex trafficking is? You know, it's not just, like, sex in a traffic jam on the highway. Like, do you know what sex trafficking is?
It's looking just a bunch of private parts going.
And Cameron was yelling, they were sex slaves, which is hilarious that she even has to yell that at a reunion. Like, who would have thought Cameron would be the one yelling that? Like, that, I still think it's crazy that this show sent these women, half of them are, like, kind of prudish, to a ping pong show. Like, it's crazy to me. And now Cameron's yelling, they were sex slaves. And Brandy going, no, they were not. No, they were not. I'm like, Brandy, they were sex slaves.
I'm not sure how that works. Like, is everybody just sex trafficked if they're in the sex industry there?
I'm sure not everyone is, but it's a real problem in Bangkok. And, like, again, I hate to be this person, like, I was just there. But I was just there, and I was in the red light district, and I saw a sign. There was a place called Banana Boys, and it was, like, it was like a male strip club. And I saw a poster of the quote-unquote strippers. They were all really young, like uncomfortably young. And I was like, you know what? This has sex trafficking written all over it. And then someone I know went in there thinking it was going to be like a strip club. And it was like, they went in and then they were told, like, you bid on like which boy you want. And they said they were so grossed out and they were traumatized by it. And just because like someone is traumatized by going into like a sex worker's job does not mean that they're automatically trafficked, but I think it does. It was like so sex trafficky. Like, it's like blatant. It's blatant.
Yeah.
It's blatant. My friend went to a ping pong show. He went to a ping pong show in Bangkok, and he said he went with a bunch of friends. It was like, oh, it's a thing to do. It's just sort of like everyone said on this show, like, oh, it's a thing to do. And he said they went in, the woman was older, looked miserable, looked like this was her life. It's what her life has been, and she has no other choices. And it was like a bunch of leering, gross businessmen, and they left after like 5 or 10 minutes, and they were traumatized, and they were grossed out, and they were like, we're never doing that again. It's a thing.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's not a thing. I'm just asking, so thanks for explaining it.
I'm just saying, because in America,
we're very... You know, we're taught to be like, well, the sex industry is work, and that's nothing to be ashamed. You know, there's no shame in that, and we need to stop slut shaming. You know, men and women who are working in the industry and this and that, and then so it switches to this, and then it switches to how the ladies are fighting about it, and they're all a bunch of dumb dumbs too. So I'm like, oh geez, I don't even know.
I was only annoyed because it just was like. I was more annoyed at Brandy and Deandra, their full-on insistence that it was like, no, of course, this is not sex trafficking. Like, they were, like, digging their heels in. I'm like, why are you guys, like, dying on this hill? Just say, I didn't realize that. I'm going to have to go research that and see.
If anybody out there has questions, Chrissy Teigen tweeted at Cam. And I love that this is the big... It's like Judge Judy has spoken, you know, because it shuts everybody up. Because he's like, well, Chrissy Teigen specifically tweeted at you, Cam, that I am Ty Cameron, and nothing happens there that can't happen in America or other places. And I'm like, well, what does that have to fucking do with anything? And I'm like, is that tweet just misspliced or what? Because I'm not really sure what that has to do with anything.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe she was saying that, like, maybe there was, like, an implication that, like, oh, look at this crazy Thai culture with sex trafficking. Like, but meanwhile, it happens in America all the time. Maybe that, I don't know. But it was kind of a funny interjection from Chrissy Teigen.
Like, what? And then they all look at her like, Chrissy Teigen said it, so now what? And she's like, oh, my God. Well, that's, you know what? It's true, so... Fine. It's like, okay. Argument ended because Chrissy Teigen said. So then Andy's like, so Leanne, let's get back to this. Are you saying that Carrie purposely put Cam in a bad neighborhood when you were going out? She goes, you know what, Andy? I did think that. And then as I was at the mashed potato bar at my wedding watching everyone eat and eat, I thought, it's not Carrie's fault.
Yeah. You know what? She was probably just drunk. Like she was at my wedding, when she passed out at my wedding, you know what I'm saying?
Which is actually true, so put that in the bank. Hey.
Yeah. Remember when she got so drunk, she fell over on the chocolate fountain at my wedding? Yeah, that was there, chocolate fountain. Lobsters.
So Stephanie's like, I think that Leanne was like a little bit jealous because Cameron was hanging out with Carrie instead of her. And Andy's like, yeah, it does seem like that, Leanne. She goes, ask Cam. Cam, did I ever say do not hang out with anyone in this group? Cam just answered, no, thank you. Cam's like, I didn't say anything. Stop talking, Cam. No one's asking you to talk.
Yeah. And he's like, well, what about last year when you told Deandra she couldn't hang out with Brandy? She's like, well, that was more about how Brandy's like a drunk and she was drinking so much. Like, if Brandy had come to my wedding, man, that's the one time she wouldn't have been drunk because there would have been so much food in her stomach. Am I right, everyone? Am I right? So then D'Angelo's like, oh, I am sick of you talking about the drinking. Okay, like how many times have you been sitting here on this reunion couch talking about how, like, the reason why you did this and that is because you were drunk? I mean, you've been doing it the whole afternoon. And then there's a flashback of Leanne saying, I was snockered. And then another one saying, oh, well, I was drunk. Well, you know, the truth is that I was real drunk. Am I right, everyone?
No, it's like 10 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago, 30 seconds ago. And Carrie's like, well, maybe you could notice that the only one who's made excuses because they're drunk is you. And she's like, okay, I don't know. What's she saying over there? Can't hear you. La, la, la.
Yeah.
So then we move into Andy. I don't know why Dallas society would be so mad about drinking. And Deandra's like, you guilted her, okay, Leanne? You were guilting her. And women in Dallas do a lot of things, okay? They'd probably be in the red light district. There, I said it. And Cameron is a strong woman, and she's like me. She stands on her accomplishments.
What accomplishments were those again, Deandra? You won your fake Top Chef duel with Jeremy during Leanne's wedding.
I'm in Dillard's.
Dillard's Express, which is basically like a drive-through window.
Dillard's Express. Oh God, we need one of those. Andy's like, so Deandra, were you expecting Cam to confront Leanne? She goes, yes, I was. Gary's like, yes, we all were. Well, yes, you were, because you were manipulating Cam into screaming at Leanne, you fucking hypocrites.
Yeah, exactly. And so Cameron's like, girl, I was going to confront Leanne in front of everyone, but like, even before we got our appetizers, and none of those appetizers included a taco salad, which is very disappointing, they all jumped in and did it before me. Like, usually wait until dinner comes, okay, girl?
Is that a rule?
No, I just made it up, though.
He's like, so wait, you're going to confront her, but you didn't because there weren't appetizers? It's like, when I see one person getting beat up, I feel for them, and I remember that they are human. Like, I was upset, and I wanted my moment, but then they stole my moment. I was like, oh, okay, that's the real answer. You don't like bullying, but also you were the one who was going to lead this fight, and you didn't get to, so.
Yeah, like, for instance, like, when people, like, go after one person, like, you know, like, when everyone beats up on me for being, you know, a pretty blonde, I've never felt more human in that moment. I'm like, look at me being a human getting beat up on. Wow, me. Wow.
And Brandy's like, you're just too chicken shit to have a moment. And Andy says, oh, and you said that Leanne, if anyone should be afraid, Leanne should be afraid of you. Why would Leanne be afraid of you again? And she's like, I'm just saying, Andy, Dallas is a hierarchy, and you can get cut off by society. So,
yeah, you have to be really careful of the hierarchy, okay? In Dallas, it's like, no joke, people enter the hierarchy and they don't know when they'll ever be kicked out of the hierarchy.
And Deandra says, well, you can just pretend that that's not true, like my mother. And Leanne's like, well, you don't want to fuck with the Dallas Royals. I mean, the old ladies, they are something, Andy. They are something. And Stephanie's like, whatever. No one should be better than you just because they're rich. I just built a locker in the backstage and made $80 million. So doesn't make me better than you. Just saying.
Wasn't Deandra's whole thing last season that she was really upset that Leanne said she had $200 in her bank account because it was going to get out to Dallas society and all that stuff? And she was like sort of questioning whether or not she wanted to be in Dallas society. But ultimately, she was like very preoccupied with Dallas society, right?
Well, yeah, because that was her thing. Remember, her and Cam, when they came on the show, they were like real Dallas society, because they had that huge fight in the first reunion about who was really invited to Deandra's wedding before Deandra was even a cast member.
And a ping pong show later. And it looks like the hierarchy has spit them out.
Yep, this show could rip down anybody, even somebody in Dallas society.
So, yeah, basically Cameron's just saying, like, you know, I'm not saying I would kick Leanne out of society. Like, I would never even do that. Like, you know what? I hate the word society. Like, I hate that word. And Andy's like, but you also hate the word elitist. And this sounds very elitist, what you're saying. And we get a flashback of Cameron going, I hate the word elitist. Okay. No one in society uses the word elitist.
He's like, you're saying you could have had her knocked out of Dallas society. I mean, that's elitist. She goes, I didn't say I would. Just saying I could. And he's like, okay. So, and Dandra mutters, you can't knock someone out of Dallas society who's not in Dallas society.
Which is a lie. I think you could. I think people in society always reserve the right to kick people out of society, even when they're not in there. I think that's like one of the amenities of being in high society is just always kicking people out of places, regardless.
Yeah, and over there, Deandra, judging who's in society and who's not. She's like, don't you have enough money for food? Poor person. It's like, it's the same time. She's like, yeah. She doesn't know which side she's fighting for.
And then, like, at some point, yeah, they're just, like, harping on, like, Cameron's ability to be able to banish Leanne from society. And Cameron's like, I wouldn't do it, but it's just a reality. And Andy goes, okay.
Oh, and another part in the first reunion while we're on this is that Cameron was like, I was so hurt by Stephanie because I got a phone call from a country club asking for a reference for Stephanie and Tervis, and I said they were nice people, and I really wish that I knew that I was only surface and a tablet before I said that, because, well...
Do you know how much it hurts to find out you're just a surface tablet when you're trying to put someone into the hierarchy of society?
And Travis tweeted at Cameron something like, we don't even go to the same country club, but thanks for whatever imaginary phone call you got, lady.
Are you saying that Vaughn Supermarket is not a country club? Because I've seen you there.
Andy, a sandwich called me. And said, I'm a club. Will you ask Stephanie to eat me? And I was like, Stephanie loves club sandwiches. Okay.
I'm very smart. I actually love taking quizzes. That's why I go to Quiznos all the time. Yeah, I pass every single time.
I just answer every question no to the quiz. Quiz, no. Quiz, no.
People think that I'm just this person in high society, but I'm like everyone else. I ride the subway all the time. Well, I go to Subway. I drive by Subway.
So next, Dandra's dream of taking her mom's business over turned into a nightmare. She never imagined a skincare business would come with so many wrinkles.
Dandra! I'm not mad at that pun.
While we're talking about Dandra's skincare line, can we just point out the fact that she's wearing some kind of eye tape that is pulling her eyes so far back she looks completely insane. She looks like Patsy Stone from Absolutely Fabulous. Just like... So funny. So they talk about the wigs.
Yeah.
Mama D's wigs. And Andy goes, how many wigs does Mama D even have? And she goes, of that style, 150. Here's why, Andy, because she is a perfectionist, okay? And she'll wear one of those wigs a few times and donate it to the cancer center. I'm like, wait a minute, then how does she have 150 of those wigs?
How do you still have... I thought the same thing. I was like, she doesn't presently have 150.
And I just love the idea of the local cancer hospital being filled with a ton of Mama D's.
Power Meemaw hairs. Like some poor child. Like we're going to see like around Christmas, like Marlo Thomas doing another commercial for St. Jude's. And there's going to be some like 8-year-old child in like a Mama D wig. It really is a gift. That is a gift that Mama D is giving. That's like truly like Make-A-Wish is like a Mama D wig. That is amazing.
Make-A-Wig Foundation.
Make-A-Wig. Make-A-Wig.
So, oh my god, just that visual. That's going to have me laughing for months.
Oh, it's amazing. We're not making fun of people with cancer.
That is
we're
so
making,
dark.
We are making fun of the visual of
just
a lot
the
of
fact
Mama
that,
D wigs.
Just the fact that 150 people are walking around in a Mama D wig is hilarious.
They're like, can we... Someone's like, I've been through enough. Can we like try a little harder with the wig game? Nope, you get a square wig.
Like, Deandra comes down with pneumonia or something and has to be taken to the hospital for some reason. She's just going to be like, mother, 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 mother. Oh,
traumatized. Yeah, it's like some weird, surreal movie, Stanley Kubrick thing.
Yeah.
Oh. That was funny. A funny image. Okay, so anyway, by the way, and Andy wants a wig for the clubhouse, so we have that to look forward to. So Deandra was saying that that Mama D was like really shocked at how she was portrayed on TV, and then like also realized that like how cruel she was being, and so she prayed and prayed, and God told her to pay off the office lease, because, and then there was some mumbo jumbo about like, well, I didn't really want to sign that office lease, but then mother was like, you have to sign it, and then I signed it, and then my mother realized that like I was using like a Sharpie and it had bad penmanship, and it was really cruel to make me do that in the first place, and then mother paid it off.
God, that story. I didn't want to sign it because I didn't know what it was, but my mom just made me sign it. And then, like, she tricked you into signing a lease and you didn't read it. Wow, you sound like the perfect president for a company, Deandra.
I know. Jesus. How many times does she have to get bamboozled by her mom?
It's like, jeez,
a lot. She's like, well, we were gonna have a desk each, but then mother said that the best thing that we should do is get some oil barrels. So now we just prop up laptops on oil barrels and hope for the best.
She's such an asshole. Like, she blames her mother this whole season for her mother screwing her over and doing all this shady shit. Which, by the way, I say that's the best mother move we've ever seen on Bravo, and it was my favorite part of the whole season.
Yeah.
So I wasn't on Deandra's side for this, but of course Deandra gets her money, and so now she's fine. You know,
of course.
Like, I love my mother. I love her so much.
And then Andy, of course, loves, you know, like, you know, just prodding more. And he's like, so you felt like Mama D set you up to fail. Why would a mother do that to a daughter? It's almost like she doesn't even love you. What do you think?
I'm lost in my notes, but it's a lot of Deandra stuff. Like, lost. My mother is tight, Andy. There will be plenty of money when she dies. Don't you worry. I'm getting my trust when she dies, and she has tons. She doesn't spend money, Andy. I'm like, you said she just has 150 wigs? So
yeah,
not really sure about that.
Yeah, so then there's talk about Jeremy, because like, you know, like I work hard and like I get stressed out, and like no one else, Jeremy would always be like, why are you getting stressed out, how many dogs do I have to feed you? And then he came to the office and he saw how much work I was doing, so I was like, oh, okay, now I see why you're stressed, because you do a lot of work sitting around on that oil barrel and waiting for your mom to die.
And one of the questions from the viewer is, first of all, I would like to thank your husband for his service. And second of all, get a fucking job, you lazy slob. And Brandy's like, that's not right to say. He served our country. Dandra's like, yeah, he saved people's lives. He put a finger in a bullet hole, Andy.
Which is cool. We don't take that away. That's great. And now one thing we did not know is that he's actually on disability. Because he has sleep apnea, and he also, like, his back is all messed up from, like, jumping out of planes and all this crazy stuff. So, like, yeah, all I have to say is he's on disability. That's why. I mean, relax now.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, they explain that he gets a paycheck, and he served his country and stuff. And Andy's like, so, is the company turning around? Worried about Esther? She's like, my biggest joy, Andy, is how I turned that around. And then I'd love for my husband, and also that I'm getting along with my mom now.
we are now selling.
Are you winning an award right now? It's okay.
Yeah, I got my first paycheck. I got my first paycheck from me, and I'm proud to say that Hard Knock Good Morning is now featured in Swagga Boutique, and you can also find it in the rest area on the Jersey Turnpike, the one that used to be Roy Rogers. Thank you very much.
And I'm sure you noticed this. She just got a deal with Dillard's. Should I bring up
Dillard's
all the time?
Dillard's and
HSN. That is my mother's favorite store, Dillard's. I went to the New Year's sale with my mom at Dillard's because that's like her favorite thing, because it's an extra 50% off clearance items. So it's like the bargain basement Dillard's time, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought, this is my mom's favorite thing, so I'm going to go in with her, you know, just for like a bonding thing. I've never done this. Ben, I've never seen anything like this in my life, okay? Mm-hmm. We got there. She got there early. She got there at like 8:45. The store opened at 9. I get there at 8:55. Ladies are parked. There's nowhere to park. It's like a mile away. These ladies are running into the store. It was I've never seen anything like that.
I really wish I could have seen that. I'm loving your new Austin life with your family. All these like domestic things you do now with your, because every time we speak, you're like, oh, sorry, I had to go shopping for like beads with my mom, or oh, my, I had to take my sister's car to the shop. But it's like, it's so warm and lovely. I love all these stories.
Oh, until we all murder each other. No, it's fine. I mean, yeah, Dillard's sale. I got to see a Dillard's sale, okay? Nothing is more touching than that. Mother!
I know. It's like, then it's like in LA, it's like, we don't get to do things like go to a Dillard's sale. It's like, oh, look, I saw a guy on meth walking down the street. Which, by the way, might not be that different from a Dillard's sale, but I'm just telling you, that's the vibe.
It's really not. People are insane. They fight. It's like a Black Friday sale where they start fighting in the aisles and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw those sheets first. No, you did not, ma'am. I said, Mom, these ladies are insane. She goes, oh, yeah, last year I saw a lady pull another lady's hair. And then this Dillard's. Jersey happened. I mean,
was she at Candace Dillard's house? I just want to clarify.
There's like no butter knives left in the whole store.
All right. Well, now it's time to move on to Leanne versus Carrie. So first, before we get into the racist part of it, we could talk about Hatgate, which is one of my favorite petty arguments that happened this season. So, before we even get into Hatgate, the question is, Leanne, if you don't like Carrie so much, why'd you go to that girls' night? And she's like, well, Cameron told me to come. And then Carrie's like, oh, so you'll do whatever Cameron tells you to do? And she's like, no, I do what I want to do. And when Carrie tells me, and when Cameron tells me, if I don't go to girls' night, I'll get kicked out of high society. I'm going to do it. But I don't do what she says.
Yeah. This is so silly, this fight. And, of course, she went to Carrie's thing because she hated Carrie, and she wasn't invited. Duh. That's why ladies went, or both of uninvited ladies.
Because she's like, I invited you to my wedding, but then you can't invite me to your girls' night? Like, fuck you, I'm coming. That's all I don't know. It's so weird the things that Leanne is, like, not willing to tackle head-on, which would be totally fine.
Yeah. Agreed. Because Carrie, there's so much to fight with Carrie about.
I know.
Other than, you know, where it goes. So then she's like, well, why did you try and wind me up about Dander at my bachelorette party to ruin it? It's like, yes, because she hates you too. Like, are we going to get to any real questions between you two?
So why was it so important for Leanne to call out Carrie's hat at the temple? She goes, I wasn't calling her out, okay? When I get near a religious temple and monks are chanting and stuff, I just want to be respectful, okay? I mean, you already had your shoes off. Why don't you take your hat off, too?
But you're right. Not up to me to say it. She's like, well, guess what? I've been here 3 times already, and I know how to do it, and I don't need you to tell me to take my hat off. She goes, well, apparently you did, because you almost walked into the fucking temple with your fucking hat on.
I actually still don't know whose side to take on that argument, because I kind of am like, I'm sort of like a little bit in both camps. I'm not going to lie. It's such a stupid thing. And yet I can also imagine myself getting irritated. I did get irritated when I saw people walking up to that, up to that temple door and waiting at the very last second to take off their shit. Cause then you're like, you're going to get in trouble. Yeah. Take off your shit, being disrespectful. And then they take it off. And you're like, oh, you were going to take it off all this time. You had to wait the very last second to make people like me get agitated. So,
well,
like,
it didn't look like she was going to take it off. It looked like she was walking right into it with it on, to me.
I agree.
Yeah, I was annoyed with her. Well, and then it turns into, like, a poor person fight, right? Because we've already had Deandra, like, well, she's not part of society. They're all kind of, like, hinting at money things with Leanne. And being, like, cheap at her wedding and not having food and this and that.
Yeah.
And so Andy's like, well, a viewer said that you're ignorant for saying Leanne was stupid for never traveling abroad. Do you regret saying that? And Carrie's laughing because Leanne just jumps in and goes, of course not, Andy.
Yeah. I mean, for her to say I've never traveled abroad, if I hadn't traveled abroad, would I have had such a delightful international spread at my wedding? I don't think so.
Yeah, and Carrie's like, well, obviously at that point she struck a chord at me. She was poking at me all day. And I'm like, you two are the worst. You're the worst two to watch together. It's not even like a fun hating each other. It's just gross. It's sad, weird. And I want to fast forward.
One-upsmanship or whatever the reverse is of that, like one below one's ship. It's like Leanne's like, you know, I've been out of the U.S., right? You know, like I have been. And Carrie's like, yeah. You posted on Twitter the 5 places you've been to. I'm like, the fact that you guys are, that's like, that is like, there are lots of people who don't ever get out. Leanne's like, listen,
I've got a question for you. Have you ever been to the moon? Because guess what? When I was a child, I went to a rocket ship and went up backwards and we went off to the moon. And then guess what? There was an asteroid thing and we went swinging to the left and then swung to the right. And then I closed my eyes and then it was over. And someone said, it was just a ride, Leanne. It was just a ride. But guess what? It wasn't a ride. I was on the moon. I'm pretty sure I was on the moon.
She's like, well, you've been to five places. And Leanne's like, well, okay, might be more than five, but please keep insulting me because I love when your bitch light shines. It's so pretty.
It's like, this is one of those times where Leanne just could have been quiet. She could have just been quiet. Like, they look like assholes for poor shaming you. So just sit there and be quiet and look like a victim. Don't start screaming about how you're not really poor. Like, ruins the whole thing. Like, I need to open a coaching business, goddammit.
Some people can't be helped. So why did Carrie call Leanne a bully? And Carrie's like,
well, bullies, it's a strong... Oh, I guess she's like, but it's a strong word, and I was bullied by Leanne's wedding planner.
And then we see a tweet from Steve Kimball that was like, how did someone miss 650 cupcakes? Maybe too much wine. And I was just, like, laughing, because if that's what Carrie considers getting bullied in this life, like, she should... She needs to really reconsider something. Also, by the way, she was wasted. She was wasted. Like, passed out in a chair.
Yes.
bullying is not calling out what actually happened.
Yeah, she was a damn mess at that wedding. We didn't know who she was because the season hadn't started airing, you know. Obviously, she was some fucking thirst bomb, because the first thing she did was crawl up onto the acrobat swing, or what do you call that thing? The hanging swing.
Like saddle. Of some sort.
It's like, come on, girls, let's do it. And she's like, oh, ho, ho, and just stayed up there, like, waving, getting people to take her pictures. And I was like, who the fuck is that?
I took a picture of her wasted in a chair. I didn't know who she was. I was like, who is this drunk lady? I'm taking a secret photo, but it's like from a 3/4 angle. So like, I'm sure there are a lot of like Carrie stans who were like, that's not her, but it is her. It is her. I'll try to find it. It's such a stupid photo.
I don't. God. So
I may have deleted it, to be honest. I don't know.
So she's like, well, I was bullied by the wedding planner. And he said I was an alcoholic. And Andy goes, her wedding planner called you an alcoholic? Like, Andy's still, like, I don't know her.
Who's the wedding planner? Steve Kimball, who's that? Andy.
And Leanne's like, well, he said that when you told him to go lick my asshole, because that's what he's good at. Just, yes, he's good at it because he was doing it the whole time. So, and Leanne goes, oh, because he's gay. And I suppose that's not homophobic at all, right? And he's like, no, it's not homophobic. It means he's kissing your ass.
Carrie's like, are you saying my husband is gay because he licks my asshole all the time? And Leanne goes, well, I'm sorry to hear that.
She's like, well, then she should say kissing your ass and not licking your ass, old Andy. That is homophobia. And they're all cracking up.
Yeah, and suddenly the the moral compass of the show.
So now
here we are.
Yeah, so licking buttholes. Oh, here's the most fun part. Racism.
So we see all of Leanne's greatest hits, which... Really, I mean, wow, when they're all edited together, wow. Oosh. Wowzers.
Oh my God, like they just strung every one of them. It's like, find your own Mexican words. Stop using my words. Come so on, bad. Mexican.
It was so over the top bad. Like, you can't, I was just like, oh my God. So, so then, like, as we come out of that segment, it's so bad that Andy doesn't even say, wow. A lot to unpack here. He's just like, there's actually very little to unpack. It's one thing, one simple thing. So Brandy, who has clearly been waiting for this moment the entire time, gets off the couch, finds a chair, and then puts it right in the middle of the stage. And is like, I think Leanne needs to sit her ass right there. Go for it, sister.
And Leanne just looks at Andy like, I don't have to do that, do I?
And it's like, oh, well, I'm tempted to be in a chair at center stage and have all the attention on me, but... I also feel like it's a chair for racists, so that could be a problem.
Andy asked Stephanie a caller asked Stephanie on Watch What Happens Live, do you think that Leanne should have sat in that chair? She's like, well, here's the thing. Like, we're on a TV show, so, like, we have to see each other. So, no.
Brandy's like, I feel like everything she said is disgusting. I'm disappointed and I don't want to be associated. I feel ashamed. I'm so ashamed. The only way I could get rid of this shame is if I went to one of those not sex traffickers and enjoyed an evening by myself.
Yeah. She's like, I'm so ashamed that I can't even do this in a terrible Asian voice right now. But yeah, she's right. She is right.
Please don't mistake that for me. And I hate when
you make, and I hate when you make Brandy right, because she is not one of my favorites. But yeah, there we are.
Yeah, well, let's get out of the way. Leanne is wrong. Let's be super clear.
Pretty much. And so Leanne starts going on her, you know, she's seen this come. Obviously, she knows what's coming. And so she's like, well, this is not good, but I know every bone in my body, and I do not have a single bone that believes in discrimination or not feeding people at your wedding, which I did.
I would never even discriminate a Mexican from eating at my giant wedding buffet. Did I say something wrong? Did I say something wrong?
Was it buffet? Is that the word that's wrong?
Is that offensive to French people?
So then Brandy is like, that's bullshit. Your apology is bullshit. You know, we just saw all the clips. And Carrie's like, bullshit. You know. And Leanne says, you know, I never knew it was racist calling someone out on their nationality, which is something you hear on a racist defense all the time when people are fighting with people in comment sections. And they're like, that's racist. And they're like, that's not that a nationality is not a race.
Right. That's like a standard thing. And she's like, you know, in Texas, we use that word all the time. And he's like, chirpy Mexican.
Stephanie's like, no, we don't use chirpy. No, we don't. Don't say that. Do not say that. She goes, well, not that word. And I'm like,
well,
what,
how am
chirpy?
I supposed to talk about Mexican restaurants now? What am I just supposed to say? That restaurant with a sombrero on it? Leanne.
Yeah, so she's like, well, I didn't use my words well. I mean, you can see me slapping my face, Andy. Now, Andy, I want to tell you about a time I was standing in a hallway and I started getting slapped by some crazy lady who turned out to be me. All right, can we talk about that for a minute, Andy?
Yeah, I was so upset that I was being insulted that I immediately slapped myself. That's what I was doing. That's why I was slapping myself. And he's like, okay,
but there were like 10 occasions. It wasn't just that night. Like, it kept going. She's like, well, you know, when I said chirpy, that I guess was bad too. Chirpy. No one likes the word chirpy, apparently.
Yeah, that was a mistake. He goes, it was a series of mistakes. Well, yeah. Serious. So does that mean I'm a star? Do we got serious pickup on my mistakes? Is that what you're saying? No, Leanne. That means you are acting like these are one-offs and you had many, many, many of them.
Yeah, you're basically Lemony Snicket at this point. Okay, so Andy's like, Carrie, Carrie, you knew about this, obviously, but seeing it play back, how did you feel about it? And she's like, I need a minute. And then we go to commercial break.
Right. And then, so then we come back and Carrie is, she's like all choked up. And then Brandy's like, nobody should ever feel lesser than, which I'm like, okay. Yes. Yes. I don't know. Brandy sometimes is Brandy. So then, Leanne's like, I agree. And that was my mistake. And it was not a good look for me. It was not pretty. And I will never, ever do it again. Like, I am as full of apologies as I was full of food after my wedding. That's where I'm at right now.
And Carrie's like, you know, like, I can't even look at her. She's never once apologized to me. And she goes, yes, I did, right at the finale. They just showed it. She's like, yeah, but then you've been making excuses ever since then, all over the internet, you know? And looking back, like, how could you not watch those episodes and send me a text saying, I'm watching this all and I'm mortified, I'm sorry, you know? And she's like, you say you're sorry to everybody but me. I think meaning like the blogs or, you know, whoever she's on her apology tour. And Leanne's like, well, that's because I was told not to reach out. And Andy goes, who said that? She's like, we were told by production to not reach out to each other before this.
He's like, not true. No, they said we are going on lunch for 5 hours, and during that time, do not text Carrie. Not true. And I said, if you're going for lunch, why don't you have some of the leftovers that I've frozen from my wedding, where we had just too much food for everyone to eat? How about that? Nope, not true.
Yeah, he's like, that is not true at all. Come on. And she's like, I can show you the email. And Carrie goes, that email was from 2 days ago. And he's like, oh, okay. So 2 days ago, but you had 4 months. Yeah. And she's like, no, because these episodes just started airing.
You know, Andy's like, yeah. But Andy's, he goes, you know, you've been doing the interviews for these shows and it's almost like you knew what was coming or whatever. And you actually seem to double down on your attitude during the interviews. And then we see, like, a clip of Leanne doing that interview where she's like, well, I've slept with Mexicans, hot lovers, you know, and I sat in Julio Iglesias' lap, you know, Mexico. And but we see that that interview was 4 months after production wrapped, so, like, August or something like that. And then it comes back, and Leanne goes, well, you know, I did the majority of my interviews before we even wrapped. And he goes, nope, not true.
Nope, not true. Lies.
Producers were shocked.
Yeah, he's like, the producers were shocked. And she's like, well, I don't remember what I say in heated moments. And he goes, interviews aren't heated moments. Anything else I can just fucking deny right now because you're full of shit. Anything?
She just goes, no, the interviews were not heat. It was actually very warm in the interview room. That's what I meant. It's like, that's heat when it's hot, physically hot. It's hard for me to remember what I say. That's why I can't eat Mexican food. You know, it's too spicy.
When he goes, the interviews aren't heated. She goes, right. And he goes, okay. And then it's the end of the segment.
So, Leanne's talking about, I guess, getting a lot of Twitter hate or something like that. And she's like, you know, in my uneducated brain, I believe that there was nothing wrong in using someone's nationality. Like, you know, when you say, you Mexican, that's me specifically referring to a Mexican. That's okay, right? It's like, nope.
So Dandra's like, that's not true, Leanne. She goes, oh, then why don't you tell me what I'm thinking? You know so well what I'm thinking. And Dandra's like, that is a lie. That's a lie. Your conscience knows if you still have one, you know? I mean, you left that finale and you had no remorse.
And she goes, yes, I did. And then he goes, you said not affected as you walked out. Cut to clip of Leanne going, not affected.
She literally goes, did I say that? Clip, not affected.
Like, he's like, yeah, I can't believe you didn't even reach out. She's like, well, it's just Andy. I have felt so much hatred from her. So much. And she's like, wonder why.
Yeah. She's like, you know, that's what you usually will get from someone after you're racist to them. Mm-hmm. So then.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So Stephanie does think that Leanne was being racist. She says that. And then, does Leanne know the difference between Carrie calling herself a Mexican and Leanne calling her a Mexican? And she's like, well, listen. If she had said, hey, I'm a turtle, I can do this, I'm a turtle, I could do that, I would have said, oh, where's the big bad turtle? Where's the big bad Mexican turtle? You know what I'm saying? Right?
God. You understand there's a difference in calling yourself a turtle and her calling herself a turtle. And Leanne's like, well, I call myself old white lady all the time. And he's like, oh my God, that is not the same.
No.
It's like proving over and over that you still don't get it. You know? My God.
And he's like, you said you sat in Julio Iglesias' lap. Do you realize that he's Spanish, not Mexican? She goes, No. I don't understand that.
Here's what I understand. Nope. When I got off of his lap, I had a butterscotch candy in my pocket. Anybody able to explain that? Nope. All right.
Well, guess what? Guess who else had a butterscotch in their pocket? Everyone at my wedding, because they were giving them out, along with all the other food.
So he's like, so have you talked to anybody from this cast since we wrapped? And she's like, no, I just didn't feel good about myself, Andy. I just didn't feel good about myself. He's like, well, but you didn't talk to any of the people that actually matter in this conversation. She's like, well, I'm just not good at that, Andy. I'm not good at that.
I have to get better at that. And Carrie's like, oh, you have to get better at so many things. Like, how many things do you have to get better at? This one, get better at this, get better at that. How many things do you have to get better about?
Yeah, she's like, and Cameron's like, Leanne, the things you said were horrible, and it's going to take time, but we need to realize that she's a human, and humans make bad mistakes, and if she ever does that to me, she will be out of society. So, just saying I can't do it, not going to do it, but could do it, okay?
Yeah, I really fucked up, I really went into a hole, an actual physical hole. I dug myself a hole in the backyard, and I went in there, and then Rich tried to have sex with a hole. It was really a terrible time.
So then, let's see. So then Deandra starts this. She's like, well, you did it on purpose. You did it with bad intentions, Leanne. You know, you're not that stupid. You're ignorant, but you're not that ignorant, Leanne. I know that you did. So the thing that's weird about this coming out of Deandra is, you know, that Leanne was saying blatantly racist thing. I mean, that's crazy. Who would do that?
Right?
Wouldn't that, like, get any of us fired from our...
Wait, well, I think I missed your point. You said that what's crazy about
Deandra
saying
that
it,
she was blatantly saying racist, stupid things.
Right. And
like she was doing it on purpose.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
She's
saying you were doing that on purpose. And I'm not saying...
I don't, listen, I think Leanne said some racist ass shit. It was all racist and her excuses are terrible.
Agreed.
I don't think though that she was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go on TV and intentionally say some things that I know are going to be super, super racist for my career.
Yes.
I think she's just like ignorant white lady who is not like, who was basically not really willing to accept the fact that she was being racist until truly being faced with it.
Yes, agree.
Also, I think it's strange because Deandra's like a big Trumper, isn't she? And like,
yes.
You know, I mean, enough said on that front, right?
Politics.
So anyway.
Andy, so now it turns to kind of what we were touching on a couple weeks ago, because I was saying, you know, don't you call it out. So this is basically this is where it gets very interesting to me, right? So he starts with Stephanie and he's like, but you didn't call it out. So does that make you just as bad? And she's like, no, I was scared shitless and I am disgusted with myself. I should have called it out. And, you know, that's bad that I didn't. And he goes, well, there's something else happening. And that is, none of you thought this was going to air. You all thought that this was going to go in the, you know, go on the cutting room floor.
And then you heard the collective sound of six sphincters tightening up.
Yes. They were all like, oh, shit. And this is totally what I was trying to get at badly a couple weeks ago. Is that why suddenly are all these people like, oh, my God, when... No one said anything until the very end, right?
Yeah.
And then, of course, it turns out that none of them did because they thought it would be on the editing room floor, so they were just not ever going to say anything.
Yeah, exactly. Which also might be an argument you might use against what we just said about Leanne, saying that, like, why would she ever, like, we think she's just being a crazy, ignorant, you know, ignorant white lady saying racist shit. But if she never thought it was an error, that could be an argument against that. So who knows? But, yeah, they...
Yeah, true.
What?
True. Like she.
Oh, I thought you said
not think
true.
Like in that. No. True. So if she's thinking if none of she could just say whatever she wants, but they'll edit out the really racist parts.
Yeah. So there could be that angle too. So.
Oh God.
What a wonderful show. Anyway, the point is this. It was kind of amazing that Andy was like, "You all thought this wasn't gonna air, but we aired it," you know. And Kara's like. Like, yeah, if they didn't think it was going to air, would you have told me? Would you have told me? And Cameron's like, girl, I definitely might have maybe told you, girl.
Yeah. She's like, did Leanne's wedding have food? That's your answer, girl. But when she says, none of you would have told me, there's just a really long pause for everyone just kind of looking at her. And Stephanie is like, Cameron, yeah, I don't think you would have. And she's like, well... I would have, but I didn't want to give light to that because, like, I knew how horrible it was, and, like, I just didn't want Leanne to continue doing it, but then she did continue doing it, so... And Stephanie goes, actually, they told you they were going to use this before you got in the car that night to the finale party.
Yeah, and Brandy's basically like, yeah, you only confronted Leanne about it because you knew it was going to come out on the TV show. That's the only reason why you confronted Leanne about it at the party. And Cameron's like, you are such a liar, Brandy. Trash talking over there in the corner. Look at that trash can. Trash.
You are such a fucking liar, Camille.
Yeah. And Brandy's like, it's my opinion, Cameron. I'm allowed to say my opinion about it. And by the way, I just want to point out the folding chair was still sitting out there.
I know. The PAs were just like, I'm not even dealing with this anymore. We're so sick of this show.
I know.
Brandy's just basically going through a greatest hits of Housewives lines. Like, you're such a fucking liar, Camille. That's my opinion!
Be cool.
Get a job.
Don't be uncool.
You better back it up.
So Carrie is basically like, I wish the girls had said something to me earlier. And Cameron apologized for taking so long or whatever. And then Andy's like, yeah, hey, let's rag on Leanne some more because it's really so easy and so fun. So, you know, Leanne, I just can't believe that your tone never shifted over the course of the interviews. I mean, you knew this was coming out. You knew it. Are you really that dumb or maybe just malnourished from your wedding, which had no food?
And she's like, well, all that was before it started airing. But then once it started airing, I started having a conversation with my audience, Andy.
He's like, and you had no conversations with anyone before that?
She goes, no. I mean, I can show you Twitter snapshots of people explaining it to me, Andy.
Yeah. And Carrie's like, she's like, I can't imagine a 52-year-old woman not knowing you knew what you were doing. And Dan's like, she's duplicitous. And Andy's like, do you think that she's a racist? And of course, she's like, yes, I believe she's a racist. Is she? And then, then he asked Lee, yes, Brandy, if Leanne's a racist. And Brandy is like, I'm sorry to say, but yes, she's a racist. And really the only one who doesn't say that she's a racist is Cameron.
Yeah, and I just think it's funny because Dandra's like, 100% she's a racist. I'm like, you've been like best friends with Leanne for how many years now?
Yeah.
Like, seriously, she was in your wedding, so that, like, how good does that make you look, you know?
Yep. So Cameron,
also, I have to point out one thing. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Auntie,
please.
At one point goes, guys, I obviously on this show we never editorialize. I mean, you guys know that, right?
Yeah, it's just like Fly in the Wall Productions, you know?
Yeah. Just nothing's like ever edited for effect on this show.
No, never. So Cameron basically was like, you know, I don't think that Leanne's a racist. I think she's a human. And I think the comments were racial, but she's a human and made bad mistakes. And then Brandy's like, that wasn't the question. And Cameron's like, can I finish speaking? Which is funny just because a few seconds ago, Brandy was the one who was complaining that she was getting cut off and not her opinion wasn't allowed. And here she is cutting off Cameron's opinion, not making a value judgment either way on Cameron versus Brandy's opinion. But, you know, why not poke at some hypocrisy elsewhere on stage too?
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. So, this is one of those where such bad things are happening and you're watching it and you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm anti-Leanna this, so I'm not pro Brandy either. So, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not really pro Carrie either. So,
I'm pro the chair.
We need
I'm pro
a
the
hero.
Folding chair. So,
yeah. It's like I'm pro chair.
I'm pro Cameron, actually. I am pro Cameron and Stephanie. So then, Cameron and meaning that I just like Cameron and Stephanie. But anyway, so Carrie, so at this point, Leanne's like, well, I've tried everything I can do. So, here we go. Time to start the crying. So she finally, after all this time, she finally starts. Leanne just finally starts doing the cry.
Well,
the cry
she tries.
Thing.
Yeah, she's like
trying to turn my face into a radiator.
her face won't move. It's the weirdest thing. Like she just like kind of puffs out her lips and then like closes her eyes and everyone starts laughing because she's trying so hard.
I'm like, Leanne, why, this is, you know, like I'm surprised she didn't lead with the fake tears. Like I'm surprised she waited this long to pull them out.
Yeah, and then they even give her a commercial break to go, you know, like put some mustard in her eye or whatever. And then we come back and she's still like,
I'm sorry, I really am.
So then the music's like, it's like all happy. And Andy's like, okay, final moments.
Yeah, what's one thing everyone wants to apologize for? I would do our Rose and Thorn, but we haven't given this show enough of a budget to have even virtual Roses and Thorns. So, which is one thing you want to apologize for. So Deandra's like, well, I would like to apologize to Leanne for what I said about her ridiculous dress. I want to apologize to my mother. I don't want you to die so I can get my trust fund. I want you to live long and prosper. And the other thing is, could you pay for the flat tire I got yesterday? Thank you.
And Brandy apologizes to Carrie for going to bed early in Mexico. And Carrie apologizes to Leanne for hurting her about the dress and calling her stupid. And Cameron is like, Curry, I'm so sorry for not telling you sooner, okay?
I would like to officially invite you to join the Doll Society hierarchy. Would you be my guest?
And Stephanie apologizes to Carrie two times. First, for not saying something to Leanne in the moment, and then for not coming to her after.
Yeah. And then Leanne's like, all right, time to bring out the big guns.
100% to Carrie and the audience and to the chair. There aren't words to say I'm sorry, but I am, and I promise you, it will never happen again. It will be a all-you-can-eat apology, just like my wedding.
My wedding. Delicious. So she, by the way, is chewing on candy or something the whole time.
Yes, I'll tell you that. She's got the butterscotch.
She's got the butterscotch, which has showed up in these damn recaps like three times now this week.
I
love a butterscotch candy. But yeah, she's like, I am so serious about this. So Andy's like, do you take that, Carrie? And she's like, I do hear her right now. And I think her actions will mean the most.
100% agreed.
And we'll see if she ever does anything.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Which she's still not doing.
Agreed. Look at us getting along so well, Andy.
Well, racism. Isn't that hilarious? Hey, I got some baby elephants. Who wants a baby elephant? We got your names on the ears. So you can always remember the trip where Leanne said racist shit. Here we go, everyone.
Oh, God. He starts passing out these elephants. And it's awkward because it's like the most depressing episode ever. And then like,
he's got his big shit eating grin up.
For you. And Leanne gets 1 second to last, but I'm like, is he even going to throw Leanne an elephant?
I sincerely thought she was not going to get an elephant. I was like, she might get like an elephant ear cookie or something. I was like, they're not going to give her an elephant. This is going to be a sign. This is going to be a wow. And you're fired. No elephant ear for you.
Yes. And just in case you guys forgot what's going on in Andy's life, he's like, I even got one. Mine is going to go to my son, which I have.
So they all have the elephant. They sing one last rendition of Thailand, Thailand.
Oh, I hate that
everyone
song.
Gets a baby. I love it.
I hate it. And it's like, of course, the end of this racist bullshit. He's like, okay, everybody sing it. And it's like,
Thailand, Thailand, where everyone gets a broken elephant that reminds them of their childhood.
5 minutes later, Leanne goes to her dressing room and cries and tells her assistant, I can't change what happened. Only the future, you know, work in progress and all that.
Yeah, I thought she was gonna go up there and be like, say something either really racist or declare something like, I quit. But instead, she's just like, I can only hope to try to do better in the future. So, big question mark hanging over the future of so many different things. It's fascinating. It's actually really, you know what, though? Ultimately, though, it was, you know, it's depressing having, like, real-world shit creep into these shows, which are supposed to be escapist entertainment. But I actually think, ultimately, it was really kind of great because it did start some conversations that we had with each other, that we had with our listeners, that our listeners had with each other, that apparently some people on Twitter had with Leanne. But it did have conversations. Like, you need these things to sort of, like, it's so important to have, like, greater awareness and to hear different voices and perspectives. And to feel and for people to feel like they're heard. So I actually think there was a lot of positive that came out of this. It wasn't quite as super fun for us to recap as podcasters, but I think that for as humans, it was actually a pretty good learning moment for all of us.
Well, and this will always be the season that Mama D gave her daughter a company. And stuck her with the bill at the same time.
I mean, that's the biggest injustice is that wonderful storyline had to like take like second or third burner. Like that, like that's not fair. Like that should be number one and should be like an iconic storyline.
Yes, and the most passive aggressive nacho eating ever by Mama D. I mean, this Mama D really had a great season, but the rest of you need to figure shit out.
But you know what though, this is also a great cast, and people are rumbling like, is this the end of Dallas? I want Dallas to come back because I think it's a great cast.
Well, time will tell, my little Benjamin.
It certainly will, my lovely Rondal. What is it? Rondal Doodle?
Rondon Dooley.
Rondon Dooley. I like Rondall Duty. Rondall Duty.
Rondall Duty. Rondall Duty. Rondall Duty.
You guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. We'll be back on Monday with some Real Housewives of Atlanta. And, you know, buy those tickets because we're going on the road again soon. And we're only going to be doing it for 6 months before we go on a big old break. So we'll talk to you guys on Monday. Bye.
Bye.